Happy fall, y'all.
Happy fall, y'all.
It's autumn.
Yes, it's the autumnal equinox in the northern hemisphere.
Y'all.
I know, I'm extra. It's
your favorite season. So.
Welcome to my favorite season, where the leaves change colors and I can put on all the layers. Yeah.
It's my second favorite, so I'll let you.
I don't understand why it's your second favorite, but whatever. Anyways, y'all, we are back with a side chat.
Side chat, side chat.
Digga.
Side chat, side chat.
With Kim and Nia.
Hey.
So if you can't guess, or haven't guessed, or we're not obvious enough, today's side chat topic will be about...
fall.
Yes, and... as you already know, it's my favorite season, but I'm so excited to talk about our experiences with this season and why I love it so much and why you haven't made it your first favorite, weirdo.
I mean, as per usual, my reason is selfish. I'm not born in fall. I'm born in spring, the end of spring, the beginning of summer,
you know? You're practically a summer baby.
I'm practically a summer baby.
Yes.
But
I'm a summer baby too, which is exactly why I hate summer so much.
I love me spring. I love me some spring. Ooh. You know, things are blooming. The air is getting warmer. Not too warm, like summer.
I mean, we live in the South, so right. It's a different... May is literally the start of summer down here, because that's when the temperatures really start to notch up.
You're so right.
So, I mean, you could say you're a spring baby, but you're really not anymore.
I'm a spring baby.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, so I think for me, why I've always loved fall, though, is yes, the cooler temperatures, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I always loved, like, clothes.
Oh yeah, layering.
Yeah, so I'm a big, like, first of all, I'm a big scarves... I used to be a big hat person. I still am, but not in the way that I used to be. Like now, I like those wide brim hats, you know?
Yeah.
But I have big scarves, big hats, big sweaters, hoodies, like all of the things. That's boots. Oh my God. Boots are like my favorite thing.
All I hear is boots with the fur.
The whole club's looking at her. I think like over the years, I started to realize like fall is just that season for me. It's when I can just, I feel like I've become my best version of myself in fall.
Okay.
So how do you feel about autumn?
Okay, about autumn. I love fall.
Not enough fall. To be number one.
It's like, right. It's not number one, but I love fall.
Yeah.
For the same reasons, I do love the fashion side of it, but I absolutely love like the change of color with the leaves.
Yes.
And just seeing like the leaves fall seeing the leaves fall, you know, pumpkins are in season.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know. I just feel like a shift, like the second half of the year is here. So now it's like, okay, let's add that layer.
It means holiday season too.
Right. And I love holiday season.
She is playing Christmas music from, I had to put a veto in that at least wait until my birthday.
Right. And you know,
literally the 14th.
I start my Christmas music.
And it's crazy because we both love Christmas, but you love Christmas a little bit too early for me.
That's fine. But we're not here about Christmas. We're here about fall.
Yes.
Fall just begins all of the festivities for me. So I think that's probably why it's number two for me.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, we both grew up in New York.
Yes.
So, which we say every episode. I feel like
Yes, because I'm from Brooklyn.
You see, it's always a fight with the Brooklyns. We say we're from the Bronx. I'm from Brooklyn. Anyways, no. You know, we both grew up in New York. For me, like, I didn't really do as many fall traditions.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I've been to a pumpkin patch once.
I used to go apple picking.
See, I've never gone apple picking, which is a crime. I should go apple picking.
Yeah, you should have gone apple picking at least once.
Yeah, especially in the Big Apple. I live in the Big Apple.
Yeah.
I lived.
Yeah, used to live. Now you live in the Peach State. Peach. Ooh, we like fruits. such a random book. But yeah, I used to go apple picking almost every year.
Yeah.
While I was in elementary school.
Yeah.
Because my mom was just like, yeah, you're going to go pick some apples. And then we'll have apples forever and a day until those apples run out. You have apples to put in your lunch. You have apples to put on your oatmeal. You have apples to put on top of your pancakes. Like, apples in a fruit salad with mostly apples. Like, my mother just
Yeah.
She just loved the idea of free fruit.
Yeah.
Which is, I'm like, I think as a kid, I was just like, but it's not free. If you're paying for me to go on the bus to go to wherever to pick these apples.
You paid for the fruit, mama.
Right.
You did. You paid for. And it's crazy because now I understand why you don't like apple pie.
No. I just don't like the texture.
Oh, man. Okay, well, it's, again, crazy that I haven't gone apple picking when my favorite dessert is apple pie.
I will say I do like a McDonald's apple pie. I guess that's like the least
the fast food. Because it's so small. It's small and it's hot and it's warm. Pause.
Y'all, please excuse us.
Pause.
No, but I mean, like, traditionally, it's like the least apple pie of the apple pies.
It's true. It's extra sweet
right.
when the apple's supposed to be sour. Anyways, we can go on and on about
right.
that. But the point I was trying to make is that we grew up in the Northeast, and then we both went to school in the Midwest.
Ooh.
And our freshman year, we didn't realize, like, this is a thing in the Midwest.
It was a culture shock.
Yeah.
Like, I know people talk about culture shock with New York, but having to participate, well, not having to, but being exposed to this.
Yeah, literally, they have what was called Fall Fest.
Yes.
And our freshman year, I guess we all was like, all right, we'll just dive in.
Yeah, because at that point, we're like, oh, we're New Yorkers. Yeah. We've never seen this. We've never experienced this.
So, like, hayrides are a thing.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Apple cider.
Ugh, gross.
Apple cider, warm and cold.
No, thank you.
That wasn't a thing. The furthest thing I thought about with apple cider before college
was Martinelli's.
Yeah, we were turning up on Martinelli's.
Listen, we did. Our freshman year, I think we did everything, and then we were like, okay.
We don't need to come back again.
No. And then it's funny enough, like, after our freshman year, they stopped doing the big production. Because at our old university, what they did was you would get on, like, this wagon that's full of hay.
Hayride.
Right. So the hayride, whatever. And it would take you to this, like, area where there's a campfire.
Yeah.
So you get the s'more effect, the camp effect, which, again, even at that point, I hadn't had s'mores for real.
Yeah. I never had a legit s'mores. Right. I had s'mores in some of the form, like
ice cream. Right. So it was just like, okay, we were getting the feel, and then there's a park that was not too far from campus.
Yeah,
that was where most of the bigger festivities right. would be, and then we get back to campus and that's it.
Yeah.
After that year, everything was literally in front of our dorm.
Yeah,
they had like a maze, a fake maze.
Yeah.
But it was a lot. Well, I didn't
freshman year, didn't they do laser tag too?
Oh yeah, I think they
did. I think I did laser tag.
Yeah, I don't think I participated.
It was fun.
But that was like our first introduction to, like, oh, this is like a thing. Like, people do things.
Oh, yeah. And that was like the first time I experienced pumpkin spice.
Yeah.
You know, with like stars on each side of it, like pumpkin spice.
I'm not a pumpkin spice girl.
I'm not. It was not a favorite of mine.
No, I don't. So I'll say this. I love pumpkin pie. Strong. I love sweet potato pie. I like pumpkin pie.
I love both.
I make a really good one. A really good pumpkin pie.
She does.
So I don't mind making the spice for the pie, or if we're doing like donut holes, like, that's okay.
Right.
So yeah, don't mind it in a dessert.
Yeah.
But I just, pumpkin spice flavored anything, like coffee, like a hot drink.
Yeah, hot drinks or even cold drinks. I couldn't get behind it.
Yeah, it's just not for me.
Yeah, and that's okay. It's for somebody
else.
Also,
fun fact about our life on campus, there was this one student who, around Halloween, she would dress up as the inflatable tube man and just like gallivant all over campus, like dancing around.
Literally all you see is her feet and like her fingers and her arms.
Yeah.
Feet and arms.
And it's just flailing in front of the student center.
She was every year.
Yeah, she was dedicated though.
Yeah, she was.
Very dedicated.
But we can't forget about like the flannel and the shackets. I was a little late to shackets.
I was extra late to shackets because I was, you know, being my rebellious self.
Right.
But shackets are the truth.
They are the truth. They are definitely the truth. I have one in my closet right now. I'm hoping to add some more this year.
Same here.
Fingers crossed.
We hope.
But flannel, I don't think I'm on board with that.
I like flannel. I like flannel pajamas. I do.
Why did you say pajamas like that?
Or pajamas. Flannel pajamas. I like flannel.
Pajamas.
Whatever. I like flannel. I like flannel pajamas. I don't like flannel shirts.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, that doesn't mean I'll never wear it, because I'm that person of like, I don't like that, and then I end up wearing it.
Yeah.
But I like flannel pajamas. It's just that, can y'all please make stuff for curvilicious women in that regard? Because the last few flannel pajamas I bought, y'all said it was a certain size, and it wasn't a certain size. And I'm talking about the fashion industry. Y'all know who y'all are.
Listen. Yeah, we had a certain company, you know.
Mm-hmm, certain store.
Certain store that we love still to this day.
To this day, but y'all, and y'all mad popular or whatever, but
using my favorite color and all. Yeah, but
we had a whole thing planned, y'all. We were actually gonna do the flannel pajamas for Christmas.
Yeah.
And it just did not work out.
It didn't work out. Yeah. And that's all we're gonna leave it as.
But speaking of fashion, fall fashion is a little bit different for us now that we live in the South.
For sure.
Like, in the North, it was like, yeah, layers, but that big old puffer, are you from New York even? Puffer jacket? Like,
because the seasons make sense in the North. Ooh. We get all four seasons. Down here, I think we get two.
We get two and a half.
It's like on and off. Yeah. Like heat, no heat. Heat, no heat. And even then, when we're not supposed to have heat, it's still a little hot.
Yeah.
A lot hot.
It's that, like, well, yeah, true. Because, like, I've been here, what, 4 years now?
Yes.
And my first fall down here, I was very upset because it was actually cold. And I was like, why is it so cold? Like, why is it so cold? I moved to Atlanta for a little bit more warmer temperatures for a little bit longer.
Yeah. First winter that you were here was definitely like a fluke.
Yeah.
I feel like you brought cold with you.
I didn't do that, but whatever. then the following year, it was kind of regulated in a way where I was like, okay, this seems to be normal.
Uh-huh.
And then I don't remember the other 2 years except for rain. I remember rain.
Yeah, there was a lot of rain. You're right.
But yeah, that makes it different for us though now. Like, I can't really pull out some of my like heavy duty sweaters.
Yeah, because I'm gonna look at her like she's crazy.
Until like January. But I have fall colored stuff. So right. I want to wear them in like October and November. Because in December, that's when I'm bringing out the red, the green, the white, the black. I mean, green's my favorite color. And it's emerald green that's my favorite color. So you know I'm going to do that for Christmas.
And red is mine.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Our favorite holiday.
Besties. but yeah, that's one of the things about I think for me transitioning down here. It was just like, I got all these nice sweaters. I can't really wear them like that.
Yeah. Yeah. But I warned you.
You did.
So to a certain degree, I don't feel too bad.
Wow.
You know?
Well, what about you? I mean, you didn't live in the South for that long.
I sure didn't. But a lot of clothes that I had from the North, I got rid of, like, immediately. Expeditiously.
Oh, God. Shout out to you. He said damn word.
No, but, like, yeah, it was an adjustment because, you know, you want to look fall-like, but you can't look fall-like if you're still in summer.
Which is why I think I'm extra rebellious this year, because not for nothing, I've been watching y'all. Every year, y'all have been changing the tune of like when spooky season starts and when it's fall season. And this year, y'all took it too far. We didn't even get out of August and Target had a whole bunch of fall stuff. Freaking Home Goods had a whole bunch of fall stuff. And it was just like, I get it. I'm ready to get out of the summer too. Trust me, I hate this.
We're trying to manifest it.
But like, bro, we haven't even been in September for 2.5 seconds and already people are like, it's already been spooky season for like 3 weeks. No.
And it hasn't.
It has not.
It hasn't. It hasn't.
And that's, I think, what's hard about it. It's just like, I live in the South now, so I can't even be like, yeah, it's fall season. Because people gonna look at me like I'm crazy. Like, look at her walking around with this heavy, heavy duty sweater. No, talking about it's fall season. I can't do that. So now I'm mad that y'all are making it seem like it's normal to speed up the timeline. I'm just saying. I just need to get that out.
I just want to warn you. Please don't put on a jacket too early.
I will not.
You're gonna be sweating on the way to the car.
I've been here for 4 years. I'm not gonna do that. So that's just my little rant because I'm tired of y'all.
Yeah.
I don't get to participate, so I'm mad.
It's okay. It's okay. Okay, but like, what are we looking forward to for the rest of the season, though?
Honestly, I'm not gonna lie to you. 2022 has not been a fun year.
Mm-hmm. Girl.
And I think there was a pickup in summer when there was like a stagnation, I think, for like winter to spring.
Yeah.
But I'm hopeful that this season is just better than the rest of the year. That's my biggest thing. I just want to feel happy, especially because it is the holiday season and mm-hmm. all of the holidays that are coming up are some of my faves.
Right.
So that's it. I just want for this season to just feel better about this year, because 2022 was given 2020 energy and I don't like it.
Listen.
What about you though?
I'm looking forward to the season leading up to 2023 to be better, productive. What was my word at the beginning of the year? Was it striving?
What was my word at the beginning of the year?
Listen, it feels like the beginning of the year was so long ago that's why I'm just like, this next season has to be better, because 2023 has to come in feeling a lot easier.
Yeah, especially because that's the year we turn 30. Hey!
No, but honestly, yeah, I'm looking forward to just a better season. I need to turn the page. I need to start over a bit this last season, so that moving forward, going into our 30th year.
Yeah, man.
That we, you know, and when I say we, I mean me.
But we. Jeez.
We just have a better year.
Yeah.
Go into our 30s on a better note.
Right.
And also, side note, I'm looking forward to it cooling down.
Yeah. The heat waves, they gotta go, man. They gotta go.
Because it was like a heat wave like last week.
There's gonna be a heat wave, I think, again, before we even hit cool temperatures.
That is crazy. That is ghetto. Crazy. But yeah, I'm looking forward to just better and for the temperature to cool down.
Yeah, amen.
So that we can begin a little bit of fall fashion.
Yeah.
A little alter since we're in the South.
But. Yeah. But... could bring my boots out, you know?
I don't know.
Stop ruining my parade, okay? I'm trying to be excited. So that's our hope for this new season. Mm-hmm. We're probably going to talk about winter in December.
For sure.
Even though we're not going to experience winter until probably January.
Right. We still got to talk about it.
Yeah. Thanks for... If you stuck around, thank you for sticking around.
Thank you so much.
And we will...
chat with you guys next time.
Bye.